Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
The Bucks game is over. And now it's time for the longest running Pro Hoops post game show in Milwaukee. Hear from the players.
You know, I feel good. I always can get better. But, you know, I know myself. I know how usually it goes. You know, if I'm healthy, things are going to be okay.
The head coach.
You know, offensively, I think, you know, we make a few more shots. Could be dangerous.
And the fans.
You got a guy in Giannis. He's just like the most likable human being. And all the other people fall in line with that. Everybody kind of takes after him. And it's really positive to see that be the team that we give.
This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Now, here's your host, Bill Baby Tausch Schmid, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Bucks win the basketball game. They don't win the beauty competition, because that was not pretty at all at Fiserv Forum tonight. But you get a win, and that's all that matters in a day like today. New Year's Day. Why are they playing NBA basketball on New Year's Day? It doesn't matter. You were able to enjoy it at Fiserv Forum, and I'm here to talk about it with you after the game. I'm Bill Schmid, Baby Tausch. Appreciate you hanging out. Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. We're driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. We broadcast live out of the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin studios. You can join us at 414-799-1250. You can also tweet the show at 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm at Bill Schmid Radio as well. Matt Velasquez will join us from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel once he's done talking to Bucks players and head coach Mike Budenholzer after the game. We're also going to hear from Radio Joe Zenzola, the fan's own Radio Joe Zenzola, live out in Pasadena, California. So we'll mix it. We'll talk a little bit of Bucks. We'll talk a little bit of Badgers as they have a difficult loss today in the 106th annual Rose Bowl game out in Pasadena, California. One in the Wisconsin Badgers, the mistakes they made ended up coming back to bite them in the rear end. Tonight, all but finishing the job were the Minnesota Timberwolves, as they had upset on their mind, but the Bucks moved to 31-5 after a W today. Giannis spectacular again tonight. 32 points, 17 rebounds, and 4 assists. His 17th game here in 2019-2020 that we head into now in the new year. 17th out of the first 36 games the Milwaukee Bucks have played, Giannis has not only had a double-double. No, he has had a 30-10 double-double. That incredibly impressive. He doubles up the next closest guy in that category, and Giannis just having an incredible campaign as he tries to repeat as NBA MVP. 13 of 22 tonight from the floor, 3 of 7 from downtown. Giannis did hit a couple of clutch shots when the Bucks needed him late. Free throw shooting for Giannis, not great for the entire team. Also, not good, especially late in the game. Milwaukee having a couple opportunities to close this bad boy out. Brooke Lopez, after getting a rebound with about a second and a half left. Minnesota was just not going to go away tonight. They score the first, 7, 8 points of the game. And from jump, you knew this one, nothing was going to come easy tonight. There are a lot of games, and we had a lot of conversations on Monday night where people wanted the Bucks to blow out the Bulls right away. How is this game in single digits towards the end of the game? Tonight was a great example of it. You know how? Because that team's not going to quit. Ryan Saunders has that team playing really, really hard. They were without their two best players tonight in Andrew Wiggins and Karl-Anthony Towns. You would not have known from the effort shown by the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight. So credit Minnesota first off and foremost, I think, in this whole equation. Did the Bucks play their best game tonight? Absolutely not. Didn't shoot over 45%. Made a quarter of their threes. Only 9 of them on the game. Minnesota had 9 at one point with about 2 minutes into the third quarter. Bucks had made 3 threes. It just kept them in the ball game all night for Minnesota, shooting the ball from downtown. Minnesota does not shoot the ball particularly well tonight either. Just a dirty, ugly game. Officiating a major conversation during the game. I thought the refs were brutal tonight, but after what we saw in Pasadena, I'm not going to come on out here and say the refs were any issue in the outcome of this game as they have been across other sports all year long. But the Bucks are going to need games like this. And while it is awesome to have nights where you play a team that is 12-20, and you can walk in, Giannis plays 24 and a half minutes, steamroll through the game, those are great. And you want those across the schedule. But there's a part of this development for the Bucks in this 2019-2020 season that I think these tight games and understanding how to be able to finish games, that's a major factor into winning into April, May, and June. The Bucks won this game tonight while really not doing any of what I just said. Did they learn how to completely close out and dominate the Timberwolves at the end of the game, possession by possession? No. I mean, Brooke Lopez missed his final two free throws to put the game out of reach. Continually, we're letting Minnesota hang around in this game. Hang around, hang around, hang around. I put out at like the 5.5 minute mark. Once the puppies are done and the Bucks put this thing out, come talk with me after the game. Minnesota would not go down tonight. The Timberwolves would not lay down. The Bucks had to fight for the full 48 minutes. Yeah, Middleton had to play 33 minutes. Yeah, Giannis had to play more than 30 minutes tonight. Most of your starters did. You were without Wes. But throughout the season, you're going to have more nights, I believe, where the Bucks do steamroll through the team that comes in 12-19, 12-20, 15 games under 500, 10 games under 500. But when you get into April, May, and June, being able to close out games possession by possession towards the end of the night, those are key moments. And that part of half-court individual ball is one thing that I know on this show we've talked about a lot, wanting to see growth in. Tonight, you maybe didn't see the immediate growth that you would have liked, but the Bucks do find a way to win. They find a way to get it done, and they get out of here by beating those Minnesota Timberwolves and now go 31-5 and extend their lead atop the Eastern Conference, as they will pretty much all year long. 414-799-1250. If you were at the game tonight, want to hear from you as well. To me, I don't know exactly what the scheduling has to break down to, But to have basketball on New Year's Day feels a little strange to me. Bucks have done it pretty much, I think, every year that I can remember working here. I was actually supposed to do this show for Stevie 2 or 3 years ago. And I got brutally, brutally sick on New Year's Day. I'm going to share that story with you because a lot of people are saying, oh, yeah, got sick on New Year's Day, buddy. Good one. Half and half. So I'll save that story for a little bit later on in the program. You might be right, but also there were some extenuating circumstances that I think I do need to lay out in the campaign of that argument. But that's neither here nor there. That's later on in the program. We're still going to talk to Radio Joe, talk a little bit of Badgers later on in the program. I'll talk Badgers with you as well. If somebody wants to call in and gripe about the Wisconsin Badger game, we can talk a little bit about that tonight as well. But the Bucks survive a test against the Minnesota Timberwolves, maybe one they're going to need later on in the year, although it doesn't feel all that good right now. Take you through how this one went down and how the Bucks were able to survive at Fiserv Forum. Next, going to hear from Brooke Lopez, Mike Budenholzer, Joe Zenzola, Matt Velasquez. We got a lot coming up right here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. It's a Big and Safe Probes postgame show driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Keep it right here on The Fan.
Was it a dunk? Was it a key basket in transition? Was it a spectacular play down the lane? It's time for the Wrench and Go Drive of the Game. Need auto parts? Wrench and Go is a self-service yard. Bring your own tools and access the lowest price auto parts around. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Bucks win tonight in a battle that I don't think a whole lot of us saw coming. And thanks to the officiating, we got for an entire 48 minutes. But I was here for it. I think there are going to be nights where adversity is going to hit you. It's not always going to be just somebody's better than you. Some nights there's going to be that legitimate invisible lid on the basket. Nothing's going to fall. And you got to be able to come out and get a win. If you can do this in December, January, I think it goes a little bit further once you're able to prove that you can do it in May and June. But building blocks come from that. And being the most complete team in the tournament, yes, that is the biggest part. The talent that you have on the floor will prevail once we get to the NBA playoffs and the NBA finals. But being battle tested, I don't think you can ever say and look over and gloss over the impact of being able to win close games, what that can have to a program. And the Bucks do it tonight in 106-104 victory. Officiating weird all night, sloppy, on and off. Giannis gets into a little bit of foul trouble, but he was spectacular tonight. Everybody else wasn't able to hit for anything from downtown. Bucks starters only hit 5 threes, 3 of 7, 2 of 7. 0 of 5, 0 of 2, and 0 of 1. Dante DiVincenzo, Brooke Lopez, and Eric Bledsoe, the ones to not connect from downtown. You can join us at 414-799-1250. As well, we'll go through this game here tonight. And it started out tough for the Milwaukee Bucks as they were outscored 7-0 to lead out the program. But the Bucks were able to break that seal once Giannis powered some down from Dante.
DiVincenzo back to Adetokounmpo. That one isn't going to bounce off.
No, and that one went straight through, Jim Paschke. There was actually no question to it. This game gets tight a little bit into the second quarter. Bucks trail 23-19 after the first quarter. They played probably their worst quarter of basketball you've seen all year. And then Brooke Lopez gets one to go and call it and a foul.
Campaign. Inside and one. Who would have thought?
Finishing at the glass is Brooke Lopez, and then into that second quarter, the Bucks finally are able to take a lead, and it goes into the break.
Give it. Yes. Well, he's not happy now. He didn't like what happened from behind that time, and he serves notice. Adetokounmpo with 11 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists.
Bucks start to take off that invisible lid over the basket, and they get themselves a lead going into the break by 152-51. Into the third quarter, Giannis starts stepping out from downtown.
Giannis walks into one. Yes. He is 2 for 3 on triples and has 20 points and 11 rebounds.
That gave the Bucks a 10-point lead, one of their biggest leads on the night. It would start to evaporate from there, but Kyle Korver closes out the third. This, the defensive play of the game, brought to you by Laborers International Union Local 113. Feel the power online at liuna113.org. Just listen and marvel in the excellence of the 38-year-old picking his spot.
Beat up HDF. Oh, that was knocked away by Kyle Korver. A rear contest. Korver successful with that.
Yes, successful with that. The best way to say it, Jim Paschke. A rare contest from Kyle Korver. Picking his spot and being able to capitalize. I loved it by the KG veteran. I knew that was going to get a run here later on in the program. Bucks into the fourth quarter. It tightens up. It's a 5-point game when Giannis slams one down.
Excellent defense in the restricted area. As Reed denied, Giannis plus.
And it stays right there. Back and forth we go. Still a 5-point game. Then it's tied up. And Robin Lopez did not like the gusto that Jarrett Culver put on this one. And Kyle Korver and a few others had to step on in.
Picking up for the Bucks here in this first round.
Oh, my. Wow. Jarrett Culver. Robin Lopez says, don't look at me like that. I think the foul is on Minnesota, at least at this point, for taunting. We'll see. But I don't know if they're going to come back on Robin.
Yeah, Robin pushed a T-Wolves player at midcourt.
Culver teed up.
For sure.
And that's it.
Yeah, that would be it. Robin Lopez gets a little salty when he got it handed to him right there. Bro, you got put in a poster. It's all good. It happens. I mean, it happens to the best of us. Don't be salty about it. Just go to the bench. They call the timeout. It'll be all good. Instead, Robin Lopez chases down Culver like he had stolen his Uncrustable sandwich at the lunch table in like fourth grade and storms over to tell the teacher that he can't get his lunch. He was fired up. It was amazing. I loved it. We give it some run here as well. But at this point, you're kind of giggling and laughing like, wait a second, is this game actually getting tight? Giannis tries to shake that back.
Caleb Martin contributed.
As Reed goes down, the shot goes down. Is done. He fouls out with 7:06 in the fourth.
And the Bucks take it from there. It gets into a 6-point game as we get into triple digits when Giannis knocks one back from downtown.
Giannis for three. 32 points, 16 rebounds for Adetokounmpo.
Bucks would end up finishing at 106-104, tighter than you would like in these games when you play a team like the Minnesota Timberwolves, and it's a game that you are going to see less times than we do, right? I believe going forward, these are not going to be common nights where the Bucks struggle with lesser opponents. But back and forth games, I think, can treat a team maybe well into the later start of the season and once you get into postseason play. 414-799-1250. I know somebody that disagrees with me on being able to put away lesser teams, and he's right now on the phone line on the Great Midwest Bank hotline. Marcus Landry joining the program. Marcus, good hearing from you, man. Happy New Year.
Man, same to you. Same to you. You know I had to call in. How horrible was this game?
Tight. Way tighter than we needed it to be, and ugly.
Very ugly. Once again, our star player in Giannis plays all of these minutes against the scrub team. I don't get it. I don't get it. They're a very good team, very talented, but, man, they play down to the level of competition every time they have to play a team that's not so good.
Marcus, you could tell they played down to the competition tonight. Do you think some of that can be in the locker room when you know Wiggins and Cat are not going to be suiting up on the other side?
Yeah, look, at the end of the day, being a player, I know what that feeling is like. But once again, I said it before,
mm-hmm.
What makes a championship team from someone that just wants to make the Eastern Conference Finals it's teams that put these guys away right away.
And they're able to do it in a couple of different ways, right? Like, that was some complaints I saw online and to people that we were just watching the game with here at the studio, was the threes were clearly not getting knocked down. At some point, don't you have to shift a little bit of a game plan and make some of those adjustments?
You have to. But you, as well as I know, Budenholzer is not an in-game decision maker where he just makes big adjustments. He kind of sticks with his game plan.
So 31-5, Marcus. Since we've talked last, where have you seen this Bucks team improve so far?
Well, they're just solid. You know, I said it before the NBA season started. I said the teams that are going to be very difficult to play against are the teams that don't necessarily have more than one star. The Bucks have, to me, one star, and they play traditional basketball. They move the ball around. They just do things other teams like the Lakers they have several stars. You can kind of hone in on one or two guys. They're good. They get it done that way. But the Bucks are very hard to guard with the way they move the ball around, and they're very unselfish.
Is that talking to people earlier today? I was at a couple of different parties over the holidays and trying to explain it. Like, they're not a team, as you just said, that they're well rounded around one star. Can that be a recipe to win in the postseason, or are we just going to have to find out and be a little bit more patient?
Well, I think so. And the reason I say that is because I've been watching the several games since I've been back now, and in crunch time, Giannis always steps up to the plate to get something done when the game is on the line. Today he hit a big three to put him up, I believe, 6. I mean, he's been having more of those moments, more of those MJ-like moments where he takes the game over in crunch time. He wants the last shot. So that's a very positive look, and it makes me have confidence in them going into the postseason.
What does that do for the other guys in the locker room when they see Giannis taking the ball and taking onus in those moments?
Well, because he comes through, it helps them to rely on him. You can have several guys that say, well, I know Giannis can't shoot, he won't get it done, so I'm going to take this shot. But those guys seem to rely on him in crunch situations.
Marcus Landry joining us here on the Pick and Save Probes post-game show. So, Marcus, you at the game tonight?
Yeah, I was here with my son today. He's right here next to me, Marcus Jr.
He enjoyed how was the feel at the game tonight?
It was pretty good. The one thing that I like that's good for Milwaukee is, even on games like this where they're not playing against a good team and Andrew Wiggins is not playing and Anthony Towns not playing, the crowd is still great. There's still a ton of people there. There's not too many empty seats.
Well, and it's also cool that we're able to go to these games and people aren't there to watch the opponent, right? Like, it's not any more of these Bucks games where you walk into a Bulls-Bucks game and you see 40% Derrick Rose jerseys.
Right, exactly.
Marcus, man,
we're here for our own.
Happy New Year, man. We'll have to get you in studio one time this month, all right?
Yes, sir. I'm ready for it.
All
right, have a good one. Happy New Year to everyone.
Thanks, Marcus. Appreciate it, man. Happy New Year to you and Marcus Jr. as well. Marcus Landry, former NBA player, also former Wisconsin Badger, joining us here on the Pick and Save Pros postgame show. Thanks to Marcus. That's awesome. Happy New Year to him as well as everybody else listening to us right now, leaving the Fiserv Forum. 414-799-1250 is the phone number. We're here inside the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin studios, bringing you the Pick and Save Pros postgame show. A lesser team that you can't finish off right away, and to echo Marcus's frustration, when you do have games like this and you have a team like that where you play down to the opponent you're going up against, those are just frustrating. Luckily, these games don't come back to haunt you because the Bucks are good enough to be able to finish the job late on in the game. And ultimately, the Timberwolves might have just ran out of time here because the Bucks didn't close out the game at all. 106-100 was the score after Giannis hits a three, put the game seemingly out of reach. Instead, a quick three by Minnesota, a turnover by George Hill, or a ball goes out of bounds off George Hill. Pat Connaughton has a chance to clean it up at the glass. Maybe some contact, maybe not. Loose ball goes to Minnesota. They come out of a timeout and get an awful shot, an awful take by Deng. And that was the look that they got at the end of the game. And Brook Lopez gets fouled with about 2 seconds left. misses both free throws with an opportunity just to completely ice it away. But either way, a W is a W is a W, and the Bucks have gotten 30 of those here so far on the young 2019-2020 season. Take a quick timeout. We'll hear from Brooke Lopez. Also going to hear from our guy Radio Joe Zanzola out in Pasadena. Matt Velasquez and Coach Mike Budenholzer. Still a lot to get to. Keep it right here. It's 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Giannis tracks it down and jams.
There's always something unexpected that changes the game.
It's going to be crazy, man.
Here's tonight's X Factor of the Game.
Brought to you by Bryant & Stratton College Athletics. Offering athletic scholarships in 15 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com.
This is the Pick & Save Pro Hoops Postgame Show. Driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. On The Fan.
Bucks win tonight against the Minnesota Timberwolves at Fiserv Forum, 106-104. Welcome back. It's Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch, with you on the Pick and Save Probes postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. 414-799-1250. If you were at the game tonight, would love to hear from you. Is it some frustration? Is it some lack of efficiency, lack of effort, maybe the issue? Some people are going to be a little bit frustrated that it takes this long to close out a team like Minnesota, a battle that the Bucks should have easily been able to walk away with. Luckily tonight, the poor effort does not end up in a Bucks loss. I can only imagine the defensive effort there and the offensive output in the first quarter going to be something we hear from Mike Budenholzer when he steps to the podium in about 10 minutes from right now. But the ability to close out teams is something that I think you build upon and can be a learned trait, right? Like you learn and grow, mature into being a championship caliber team where none of these nights happen. There are still going to be steps along the way where you're going to get somebody's best shot. That wasn't Minnesota's best shot tonight. That was their best shot would be Andrew Wiggins on the floor. Karl Anthony Towns also on the floor, you know, for like 30-plus minutes. Instead, you went up against the Shabazz Napier-led team, and that would be cool if it was the UConn Huskies. But this team tonight should have been put down a lot sooner than it was. Bucks allow the Timberwolves to hang around longer than we all would have hoped. But either way, the Bucks are able to finish the job later on in the game and win it 106-104 with a spectacular effort from Giannis tonight. 32 points and 17 boards, 4 assists as well, a couple of block shots. And on the defensive end of the floor, Brooke Lopez just becoming and stabilizing himself as one of the league's best rim protectors. 6 block shots tonight. He had 7 in a game a couple of weeks ago. Despite Brooke not shooting the ball well in the first 2.5 months of the season. And that's not just a dig. I mean, the guy has not shot the ball well in the first couple months of the season. He would agree with me on that. I can pretty much wholeheartedly agree the guy's shooting just a smidge over 30% from downtown. And this is a guy that just from the field is a career almost 50% field goal shooter. He's shooting almost just over 40%. So the way that you negate some of those struggles that Brooke Lopez has had on the offensive end is by playing great defense and protecting the net. And we're going to hear from Brooke Lopez in just a couple of minutes from right now about that with Zora Stevenson. But first, 414-799-1250. We'll go out to Anaheim. Say hello to Vincent. Vincent!
Hey, man.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, man. Thank you. Thank you, man. Hey, man, like Marcus Landry said, man, you want to be able to beat these teams. You know, you don't want Giannis out there.
You'd like to walk away with a couple of these games quickly.
It does make it a little exciting. You know, I mean, just take away the, you know, the health. Just take away, you don't want nobody to get injured. But it just makes it a little bit more exciting after you've been dominating teams for the past couple of weeks. Man, you've been dominating teams left and right. I was surprised when I saw the score. I was like, what? Come on, man. But y'all barely won. But the only issue I gotta say, you just gotta know how to close out games, man. Like, I think I agree with you. Reason why Minnesota lost is because the time ran out, man. I mean, like, what did Lopez? He missed the free throws at the end too, or something like that.
Yeah, it was wild. There were a couple of random ones there at the end.
Same thing like LeBron over here in the Lakers, and the reason why he lost against Indiana a couple weeks ago because LeBron couldn't make damn free throws, man. But at the end of the day, as long as you get that W, no matter how bad it tastes, as long as you get the W, because it would have been worse if y'all would have lost this game. Because everybody would be calling in more and talking about how you lost, how only Giannis is the only one that stepped up. You know what I mean? So But it's still, man, you're still on top. And if you did lose, you can afford the loss. It's just one more, man. You got to give my Raptors time to catch up. You know what I mean?
Well, no, because, I mean, we got to make sure that we hit this 58.5. I think that's the biggest one on the win total.
Hey,
come
I
on,
think,
Vincent.
Think,
we can't, slack any nights.
I think y'all can do 61 this year. I think y'all can do it.
All right, man. Have a good Happy New Year.
All right, man.
That's Mark Vincent hanging out with us in Anaheim, California, listening on the radio.com app, as you should be as well. You can also pause and rewind live radio on the radio.com app. Like if you just heard Vincent say, wait, you guys just said Marcus Landry on? Yeah, you can hit the radio.com rewind app and just slide it back, hear our conversation with Marcus Landry, the former Badger, and understand his viewpoint in the game tonight, where you see a lesser opponent and the Bucks play down to that competition. Is that frustrating, or can it also be a point in which you build off and you learn lessons from tighter games, right? Like sometimes in blowout losses, yeah, you learn, or blowout wins, you can learn and appreciate to see Thanasis play at the 7-minute mark. But nights like tonight, you do have a battle-tested game, and you're able to still win a game where you did not play your best basketball. I think that can be a little bit of a shining achievement at the end of the day. Little participation trophy, sure, but you also got the win. That's the participation trophy that means the most after a game like tonight. Brook Lopez has not played particularly well shooting the basketball, but defensively tonight, 6 block shots in a game where Giannis can take over. Defensively, that's how Brook Lopez won tonight's MVP, brought to you by Chevy, and he spoke with Zora Stevenson after the game.
Brook, good rebound there at the end, but this was an interesting one. Shots weren't necessarily falling. Things got heated. Why is a win like this maybe even more impressive because things weren't going the team's way?
Yeah, I think that win definitely made us better. You know, Minnesota kept grinding it out. They wouldn't quit throughout the game. They really mucked it up, played hard, played well defensively, made some big shots. So it was definitely a good challenge for us.
6 blocks for you. How are you able to consistently every night play through calls, play through whatever is going on, and still affect things on the defensive end?
My teammates help keep me under control a lot with some of those calls, but you know, you just obviously got to stay focused on the game. We know what the end goal is, and we're all out here for each other just trying to get that win.
You guys always talk about winning in different ways. Happy New Year, Brooke.
You too, Zora. Thank you.
That they did. They were able to find a different way to win the game tonight, and they do so on the shoulders of Giannis's 32 points and 17 rebounds. He was spectacular again tonight, as he has been pretty much each and every night. 13 of 22 from the floor. 5 of 18 from the floor was Chris Middleton. That is going to hurt the field goal percentage in the 50-40-90 campaign that Chris Middleton put together in the month of December. His ability to take over in some of these games is always going to be stressed. We know that conversation is inevitable every single time the Bucks do not blow out an opponent like they didn't do tonight against Minnesota, but 13 points from Chris Middleton may be a little bit disappointing as well. Let's take a quick timeout from the Bucks conversation. I know it's the Pick and Save Probes postgame show, but also a Pasadena postgame show. Talk to Radio Joe Zanzola live from California next after the Badgers lose, but the Bucks win. So let's all be happy. It's the Pick and Save Probes postgame show driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Joe Zanzola's inside the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Studios next on The Fan.
Did that really just happen? It's time for the Are You Kidding Me? Moment of the Game. Brought to you by Gene Wagner Plumbing, celebrating over 50 years in business. For any residential, commercial, or industrial plumbing needs, go to GeneWagner.com. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops Postgame Show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North, on The Fan.
All right, we'll hear from Mike Budenholzer as well as Matt Velasquez down at Fiserv Forum. This is the Pick and Save Probes postgame show driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. I'm Bill Schmidt. Appreciate you hanging out inside the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Studios. You can join us at 414-799-1250. Also tweet the program at 105.7 FM, The Fan. We're going to do a little Are You Kidding Me? Are you kidding me? We're going to talk football here on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. Yes, that is what we're doing. Thanks to the good friends at Gene Wagner Plumbing, celebrating over 50 years in service for any residential, commercial, or industrial plumbing needs. Go to GeneWagnerPlumbing.com. 414-799-1250, live at 105.7 FM. The Fan. Now we go to the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Joe Zanzola. Joseph, They're going to win one of these things, man. One of these trips that you go out to for some Badgers football, they're going to win one of these, I promise.
I mean, we've just started a new decade.
I promise,
we're just
Joe.
Off to a rousing start.
I mean, promise, Joe. One of these times.
This is, oh, God. No, you know what? It was, you know, if you look at that box score, clearly the Badgers are the better team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was just, I mean, you blew them away from a yardage standpoint. Your defense forced Oregon to punt on so many situations. I mean, after that first drive, they just shut them up.
Yeah. What was that first drive? Like a 75-yard drive right out of the gates? They maybe gained 110 yards the rest of the four quarters.
Yeah, there was even a point in the game where Justin Herbert didn't really see the field again for an entire quarter. I mean, there was like about 15 minutes that went by where that Oregon offense never showed up again. The Badgers just owned time of possession. But let's just get this over with right now with just a recap. I mean, we'll start with just the mistakes. There were so many mistakes across the board. The Badgers were pretty uncharacteristic when it comes to mistakes. This has been a pretty disciplined football team all year. They had 9 penalties amounting for 79 yards. They had the 4 turnovers. Oregon was able to score 21 points off those mistakes. The Badgers also left points out there. You had a missed 47-yard field goal from Colin Larsh in the second quarter. And then they had another really good drive going, but they could only muster 3 points from that. That was 11 plays, 51 yards in the third quarter. And it just seemed like the Badgers were in full control at that point. Paul Christ, he talked about it after the game.
Huge, right? I mean, you lose by 1 point, and those are opportunities. And yet you just got to keep finding ways, and we didn't. But all those are big. You know, we had, you know, we're driving and we get a, you know, penalty. JT has a nice run and we get a penalty and didn't overcome that. You know, we didn't overcome ourselves.
That's a really good way to put it. Really good way to put it.
Yeah, really. I mean, they had this thing in the bag, Billy. There was a point where I was saying to myself, if they just keep putting these drives together and that defense goes out there and just does its job like it has the entire game, I just don't see how the Badgers can fall apart here. But like Chris said, I mean, they tripped up on themselves. So you had 4 turnovers, 2 of which came in the form of fumbles, one of which was from Jonathan Taylor, who actually this season has done a pretty good job securing the football. I mean, he's had the knock in the past. His first 2 seasons, he's been a fumble machine, and some people argue that's why he wasn't able to be a Heisman finalist in those 2 seasons. Well, he's done a better job taking care of it. Today, he had a costly fumble. He got, I mean, just stripped by Troy Dye. Then later in the game, as the Badgers are trying to establish another key possession in the fourth quarter, it's Danny Davis's turn. I mean, he didn't have a good game at all.
No, did not. He did not look good.
No, he didn't. So he fumbles in that game. Jonathan Taylor, he talked about those fumbles.
Yeah, really, you know, with the turnovers, no matter what the defense is doing, if you're taking care of the football, then turnovers won't happen. So poor job of taking care of the football, fighting for extra yards, you know, trying to make sure you get the first down, keep the drive alive, and that's the biggest thing. You got to understand you have that fight, that passion in you, but at the same time, you have to use great technique with the ball.
That's just an upstanding member of the NCAA, man. It's tough to see, presumably, him go down with his final college game. Just such a great example of what a student athlete is supposed to be at that level, man.
Absolutely. And there's another guy that I don't think we talk about enough. I mean, Chris Orr, this was it for him.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a guy who had so much to prove this year, you know, really becoming the new leader of that defense. Ryan Connolly and TJ Edwards were the anchors of that D, and they left. And Chris Orr was second fiddle to them. You know, I mean, remember, he was the one that got hurt in that game against LSU a couple of years ago at Lambeau Field. That's where Connolly took his job and never look back. So Chris Orr finally gets his chance this year. He has been the vocal leader of this Badger defense. And, you know, you have to ask him, I mean, how does this kid take a loss like this? Because this is his last game as Wisconsin Badger.
Hurt, disappointment, more so in myself. But you feel like you let your teammates down. If you're interested in a leadership position, you feel like you let them down when you can't find a way to, you know, pull through for them. Yeah, it's just it's a terrible feeling. You know, this is the worst feeling in football, is to lose a game. And to know that it's your last time, you know, it hurts even more. You hurt more for, you know, everybody else around you, more so than even yourself. So, yeah, I'll probably just say hurt.
That's a tough feeling, man. Now, there are going to be more games for that dude because of, Joe, what you just said. He proved a lot as a football player this year, playing in the middle of that defense, being able to quarterback a defense. Do I think he's a long-term starter in the NFL? Maybe not. But you look at a second linebacker on a lot of NFL teams, Chris Orr is going to have some suitors.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the leadership goes a long way for him, and he was just a playmaker all over the field.
Big time.
And again, as an inside linebacker, I mean, he had, what, 10-plus sacks this season? I mean, he was just doing such a great job shooting gaps left and right. You had a hard time stopping him, and he had a good game today. I mean, it wasn't a great game by any means, but he helped stop that Oregon run. I mean, C.J. Verdell did absolutely nothing for the Ducks. Again, I mean, the only bugaboo that Oregon was able to do well against the Badgers was Herbert with his legs. I mean, that was probably something that they weren't expecting. A lot of people have said this season that Justin Herbert, you know, he does have great speed, he does have great athleticism, but he hasn't been running enough. He's been more of a pocket passer. Well, today, he beat the Badgers D with his feet, and he got three touchdowns out of it. But overall, Billy, I mean, the defense did its job. They did its job. It was the offense that really tripped over themselves.
And sputtered, and special teams don't help as well. I mean, I don't know exactly what Anthony Lotti is doing back there, catching punt. Joe, I never like to rip on guys. But first off, you're the freaking punter. So learn how to drop the ball and punt it away. I'm sorry, man. While we're all playing real football, hitting each other, and you punt the ball into a net, connect with your foot. Now, am I wrong? Is this not exactly how it went down against Ohio State?
Yeah, it is.
I don't know exactly. I don't know what he's doing back there, Joe. I'm sorry, man. I've seen a lot of football. I've never seen a dude drop two balls as the punter in back-to-back games.
Yeah, let me speculate for a little bit. Maybe there was a lot of spotlight under Anthony Lotti. I mean, just think about it. And I don't even know how these guys do it. These punters, these kickers. You think about their situation, okay? They got to make sure that they get the right snap. If you're a field goal kicker, you got to make sure that it's snapped properly, that it's going to be held properly. You just got to do everything you do to kick the ball, but also you might have guys coming off the edge. They're going to try to block it, mm-hmm. try to come after you. You're yep. trying to eliminate all of that. It's the same thing with punting. And for you, first you got to make sure you get a good snap. Lotti did get a good snap. But
and get it away.
Ball,
get rid of it.
Can't believe it.
It's
just, yeah, I can't imagine what's going through his mind. I'm sure he's really upset about that. That was the other thing too tonight. I didn't have a chance to get down to the locker room afterwards because they were running the Paul Christ and company at the podium and also the locker room session at the time. I did find it interesting though that, you know, Orr and Taylor, you know, throughout that entire press conference, it was not, you know, they weren't sobbing through it. They were actually pretty upbeat about it. Chris Orr especially, I found that to be pretty interesting too. Again, Billy, if I got to put my money on it, Jonathan Taylor's going to the NFL. I mean, he has mm-hmm. to. But maybe this game, maybe it gets in the back of his mind like, you know what? Would be kind of good to go and do this again and try to redeem, you know, just for the team. Because we
sure.
know how Jonathan Taylor is. Mm-hmm. Jonathan Taylor, he is a team guy.
Yep, and tomorrow, he's a great dude.
Tomorrow on the show, we'll talk about some of the leadership with Jonathan Taylor because Chris Orr had some really good things to say about it. But, you know, maybe this game, considering how it went down, maybe Jonathan Taylor says, screw it, I'll come back. Again, that's mm-hmm. wishful thinking, and it's probably not going to happen. But you never know. Maybe a game like this actually motivates you a little bit to say, you know what, it's not about me, it's about the team and this Badger team, and that's what it means.
Yeah, so, and see, that's the toughest part about it, Joe, to be completely honest with you. I would come back if I was Jonathan Taylor, but for a totally different reason, and it is because I would be thinking about me. He's so close to being the all-time record holder for rushing in the NCAA. It would be tough for me to walk away from that.
Well, and that's the thing. He's not someone that kind of cares about those records. I mean, he knew going into the year he really wanted to make an impression on everyone. But at the end of the day, it's not about him. It's about the team. And everyone has stressed how much of a leader he is to that team. I mean, he was given some speech today right before the game, you know, firing these guys up that, you know, this is your moment. This is what you got to do. So, I don't know. If Jonathan Taylor can come back next season, this Wisconsin Badger football team's in pretty darn good shape. But it'll be interesting to see where they go without him. There'll probably be a greater emphasis in the passing game, that's for sure.
How was it, Joe? First time in Pasadena, it seemed like another picture-perfect night out there, man.
It was probably one of the coolest things I've covered so far. And I've had the opportunity to cover some really cool things, spring training, the U.S. Open. But this was – the Rose Bowl was certainly a bucket list thing. It's a sporting event that you have to do in your life, and I don't care what people say about it. I mean, people were telling me on social media for the last several days that, you know, who cares, not going to be watching, blah, blah, blah. Well, guess what? There were 90,000 fans there today, and about 65% of that bowl was filled with Badger fans. Don't tell me that people don't care.
No kidding.
I took in everything today. I got out to that stadium about 4 hours early. I was out on the field, walking around, taking pictures. You can check out all the pictures and video that I have on our Instagram at 105.7 FM The Fan, and also on Twitter at 105.7 FM The Fan, and on Facebook, our Facebook fan page. It's everywhere. I took so many pictures and video today of just these cool experiences, and the weather was perfect. I mean, you can't go wrong with that, but just the mystique, the allure, it was there. I mean, this is the oldest game in the books, and it was all there today. And very fortunate. Thanks to Mitch Rosen and company for, you know, getting me out here. I mean, it was very special.
It's amazing because they don't play the Cotton Bowl at the Cotton Bowl Stadium anymore. Orange Bowl's been torn down for a long time. Rose Bowl game is always going to be at the Rose Bowl Stadium, and it's something special, and it's sad that we can't do another Super Bowl there because they won't build any luxury boxes, but maybe it's best that way. Maybe it is just meant to be a classic for this game. Joe, appreciate it, man. Can't wait to hear all of it again tomorrow with all the breakdowns that you got in the locker room. And safe travels back, my friend.
I will. Thank you, Billy, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
Yep, we'll talk to you tomorrow, brother. There he is, Radio Joe Zenzola, covering the Wisconsin Badgers out in Pasadena. And you can, as he said, just a ton of pictures at 105.7 FM The Fan's Facebook and Twitter pages, also 105.7fmthefan.com, where you can see full recap of what went down in Pasadena earlier today. We'll get another recap of what happened at Fiserv Forum today when we talk to Matt Velasquez of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. That is next, right here on 105.7 FM The Fan. Pick and Save Probes post game show driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North, right here on 105.7 FM The Fan.
This guy's on the inside. After every game, listen to the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show for the latest from JS Online's Matt Velasquez. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Marola. Divorce, child custody, or any other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Marola online at marolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Bucks win a slugfest tonight at Fiserv Forum, 106-104. They play down to the competition just a little bit in tonight's game. No Andrew Wiggins, no Carl Anthony Towns. Bucks have to battle for a full 48, 106-104 against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Let's talk about it now. Guy that saw 48 minutes down at Fiserv Forum. You can read his column coming up tomorrow in the recap Journal Sentinel, JS Online. It's Matt Velasquez on the Pick and Save Probes postgame show. Matt, that was ugly to say the least tonight.
100%. Super ugly. Very, very ugly. A lot of credit to Timberwolves. I mean, you mentioned a whole bunch of guys out, not just those two, but, you know, Jeff Teague, Trevion Graham, a whole bunch of guys out, and they were feisty. They fought, they played hard. You know, it was a very, very defensive game tonight. Also, you could also describe it as a game that, you know, lacked a very good offense at certain times.
It's a good way to put it.
Defense.
Yeah.
It also, you know, was a, you know, nice defense with, you know, not great offense, not great shot making. The Bucks, though, able to make enough shots late, get enough defensive stops late to avoid the upset and remain unbeaten against teams under 500 this year.
I know you cover the Bucks, and I do this post-game show about the Bucks, not the Timberwolves, but just the times that we've been able to see Ryan Saunders coach teams, I've been really impressed. You're right. I mean, they had every reason to kind of mail one in tonight, and that team fought for the entire 48 minutes.
Oh, they absolutely did. You know, and they were undermanned. They, you know, they had guys out there. You know, they started a two-way player. You know, tonight, you know, they had, you know, Shabazz Napier and Naz Reid and Gorgui Dieng. Like, these are the guys that, like, they were, like, leaning on for a lot of the night. Obviously, Robert Covington is a polished and solid NBA, professional NBA player. Josh Okogie's kind of up and coming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but, you know, on paper, I think I started out my story with this. Like, on paper, like, this was not a game. Like, this was, like, the best team in the league at home against a severely depleted team. You know, that has come in tonight with 2-8 in their last 10, and really just had no business, you know, being in the same, you know, same game. But, you know, that's why you play them out. If you thought it would be an easy Bucks win, it was a win. Not easy, though.
And talking about it a little bit earlier on in the program, I wanted to get your thoughts on it. Yes, you want to blow teams out like this, and you don't want Giannis to take those minutes on the legs, maybe, that he had tonight. But, Matt, I think there's something to be said for, right, Giannis was talking about you had to learn how to get blown out in Philly. Now you learn how to win some more of these tighter games when you do not play your best at all.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a lesson you want to learn often. You don't want to, like, keep, like, doing it. You know, if you're in close games and you're playing well, that's one thing. But when you're not playing well,
yes,
and everybody can admit that you didn't play well, and you're still able to find ways to win and get defensive stops when you need them and all that kind of stuff. But there's something you can learn from. There's things you can take from that. You know, getting those clutch minutes under your belt is something the Bucks haven't done much of at all this year. I think now they still have, like, less than 40 clutch minutes throughout this whole season. You know, which obviously makes, you know, some sense when you have a, you know, coming into the game, they had 13.2 you know, net differential. So they're winning by an average of, like, 13.2 points a game. You know, so obviously you're not going to play a ton of close games, you know, when you're doing that. But you need to be able to go down to the wire and make some things happen. And I guess if you're looking for a silver lining, there's one.
And some of it is just trying to find a silver lining, and some of it can be trying to find other positives out of the game. But once again, now you've won four straight, and you're 30-5. You're, as you said, the best team in the league. But to find different building blocks off of for Mike Budenholzer, can some of these be ones where you're winning games and you're definitely not playing your best?
Yeah, you know, and, you know, Bud wasn't very pleased with how it all went down.
Good.
Definitely,
I'm excited to hear from him.
I mean, he wants them to play a lot better. They were average at best, you know, he said, in terms of their offense, especially down the stretch. You know, so there's definitely room to improve, things you can put on film and you can get better at and practice over, you know, the next couple of days. I don't think they're going to practice tomorrow, but I think they'll practice on Friday going into Saturday's game against the Spurs here at home. You kind of use those things as teachable moments, and obviously every team wants to, you know, enjoy those teachable moments coming off a win as opposed to a loss.
So, Matt Velasquez, I'm not too sold on why the NBA is playing these New Year's Day games, but for you as a beat writer, how was the bounce back from New Year's Eve last night into a 7 o'clock tip-off for the New Year's Day battle?
Yeah, it was fine. It was fine. You know, it kind of just felt like I had a game last night, you know, instead of anything else. I went to bed around 1 o'clock in the morning. That's
all
pretty
right.
Standard for a game night. You know, maybe I had a few more beers last night than I would have had if I was covering a game.
That makes sense.
Definitely so. But, you know, nothing too crazy. The nice thing was that my kids, you know, usually they wake up around 6 or 6:30 or 7 or something terrible. And, like, I woke up before they did. I was up at 8:30 and they didn't get till 9:30. So, in any event, I think this is actually, like, better. At least for me. Probably not for most people. But I'm not doing fun things on New Year's Eve, at least this year.
Man, I can tell you that. You'd be disappointed. Your boy missed it by 6 minutes last night. Got timestamp knocked out at 11:54 And as I said, I woke up great today, much better than I think 98% of Milwaukee. So it all worked out because we knew we had a game today. We had to perform. We had to be ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good try, good effort. I mean, it's, you know, you don't get a medal for staying up till midnight.
Yeah, very disappointed, though.
You're not going to remember that next decade. 10 years from now, you won't remember that going into 2020, you went to bed 6 minutes before New Year's. Like, yeah, it's whatever. You just got to watch the film, learn what you can, and move on.
But I will remember these great conversations that you and I get to have after each and every Bucks game. Matt, we'll talk on Saturday night, all right?
All right, let's keep them rolling all year.
Let's do it. That's Matt Velasquez joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. I love when Matt Velasquez comes on the show because just like that, as open and honest. Yeah, I mean, it felt like I played a game last night. That's the easiest way to say it. It's like you suited up. Got to do it. It's a work night. Sometimes those nights out can be some of the best and worst, right? Like when you walk into the night of partying and it's like you're there for a competition. I've always said that about a couple of different choices of spirits, that there are certain times that you just enjoy, and there's certain times that you drink competitively. And usually New Year's Eve turns into being a drink competitively night. As I said, just not proud of your boy's effort last night. But hey, as Matt said, I'll watch the film. I'll work on it better for 2030, and we'll be ready to rock and roll all the way through. Guys, also, this 2020 is going to be a decade of change, and it also should be a year of replacement. I mean window replacement by that. Guys, in as little as just one day, your home can be as energy efficient as it's ever been, and even more energy efficient than you could have ever dreamed, even in the wintertime when you replace those old leaky windows at Pella Windows and Doors. They don't just install new windows into your home. No, what they do is they're going to manufacture, measure, install, service all of your windows. They're going to take out those leaky windows that are costing you money right now today, even in the wintertime, by sealing off the rest of the house. They seal off that room and that window off from everything else, take it out, put in a brand new energy efficient Pella window. Then they move on to the next one you have. So you're not going to have three different guys tearing up windows in three different bedrooms of your house, ripping it up. Whole place is drafty for the next hour and a half. Instead, the Pella team's going to come out and do it one by one and take immense care of you while they do it, and also offer better than bank financing. One source for everything, guys. Innovations, you want that? The most innovative window of 2019 was the Pella window roll screen option that practically disappears out of view. You don't want window screens and blocking out the sun that we get in the winter. We only get like 3.5 hours of it. So take advantage and soak all that fun in with Pella windows. Guys, 9 different styles of Pella windows to fit your particular taste. You can go see them in person at the new Pella Windows and Doors Experience Center in Brookfield off of Blue Mound Road. Vinyl, fiberglass, maybe you're trying to fit some wood to the wood that you got in the floor. You want to make sure it all matches through. They can try to help you out and simplify your life. Replace now and save. Your choice. Get this. 10-year, 2.99 APR financing. 10-year APR. So you could be doing this and being able to pay this until 2030. Congratulations, and thank you to Pella Windows and Doors, helping you save for a decade, or no interest financing for 18 months to approved credit for qualified installations. Guys, go check it out today. Make window replacement part of your 2020 vision. Stop in today or schedule your free in-home consultation at PellaWI.com. This is the Pick and Save Probes postgame show. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. We're going to hear from Mike Budenholzer, the head coach of your Milwaukee Bucks and the MVP. Giannis Antetokounmpo, straight ahead. Keep it right here. You got the fan.
Behold our mortal enemy.
We're keeping an eye on the enemy.
How did the bad guy look tonight?
Sponsored by Coach's Pub and Grill on South 13th Street. Stop in today for lunch or dinner and try their fabulous Friday fish fry. Now open, Coach's on Lake Dunoon.
This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on the fan.
Well, the enemy was severely outmanned tonight. Minnesota playing without arguably their three best players in Jeff Teague, who is just a right knee injury. He was still suited up. Andrew Wiggins and Karl-Anthony Towns all did not play. Shabazz Napier led the Minnesota Timberwolves in scoring with 22. 7 different T-Wolves factor in double figures tonight. And Minnesota played hard, man. kudos to the Timberwolves making this thing a game for a full 48. Bucks end up squeaking one away, 106-104. Did not play well, played pretty much down to the competition all night long. Felt like they kind of sleptwalked through the first quarter, probably the worst quarter you've seen them play from an offensive standpoint, just 19 points in that first quarter, and the Bucks allowed Minnesota to keep it tight all night. Injury report with the McCormick Law Office. Dan McCormick, your auto accident and work injury attorney. Bucks, well, rather healthy right now. Is Giannis back after a couple of days missing with the back? Eric Bledsoe back in the starting lineup as he started again tonight, but now out day-to-day with a thigh is Wesley Matthews. He did not play tonight, but Eric Bledsoe now 20 minutes in his second game back off of the injured list. He goes 4 of 10, 0 of 2 from downtown, just 10 points, 6 boards, and 2 assists. Giannis was spectacular tonight, 32 points and 17 boards, dished off 4 dimes in 31 minutes. He spoke after the game.
First of all, you know, I'll start with David Stern. Learned about it when I woke up this afternoon. I want to send my deepest condolences to the family. You know, I know how it is to lose the leader of your family, to his wife, to his children. You know, he means so much to the game. He made this game global. He gave to guys like me, Luka, Tony Kukoc, we can go on and on, Pau Gasol, all these international players. He gave us a chance, you know, and, you know, the game is going to miss him. You know, you cannot talk about the NBA without talking about David Stern. So, definitely going to miss him.
Do you have any personal interaction with David? I know he was quick to get him out, you know, when he came to
leave. Yeah, he was the one that, you know, drafted me. Before that, before he said my name, I didn't know much. I didn't talk to him. But you know, once he said my name, you know, my life changed. You know, my life, my family's life changed. And a lot of people love him, man. He's changed a lot of people's life. And he does, probably knows about it. But, you know, then we had the opportunity to go backstage and talk a little bit. He had done research about me. He knew where I was from. He knew my story, so that was pretty cool.
Obviously, you guys haven't been in a ton of tight situations this season, but to be in this, you know, close game tonight, to close it out, what does it kind of say about you guys? What do you kind of learn about yourself?
It's good. I think sometimes it's good to, you know, win games, you know, by getting stops. We were able to get a stop at the end. And I get the rebound, and I was able to go to the free throw line. But it's good being close games as long as you win them, right? Because you learn about yourself, you learn about what you got to do better. We've been winning a lot of teams by blowouts, by 10 points, 15 points, and in the playoffs, it's not gonna be like that. You know, when you play really, really good teams, it's not gonna be like that. So it's good to have varieties of games and games ending.
You say that every night is different in terms of what you need to do to help your team win. Sometimes it's getting stops, sometimes it's rebounding. Where do you feel like your team needed you tonight?
Just making plays, man. Starting the game wasn't as effective as we wanted. It wasn't as aggressive as we wanted. But when I went to the bench, they told me you got to keep making plays, keep going downhill, keep trying to go to the free throw line, keep getting your shots up, and that's what I'm going to keep doing. That's what my team is wanting to do. Some nights not gonna be the night. You know, Chris did not have a good night, but we told him like keep shooting. We need him to keep shooting.
That hook shot you hit in the final couple of minutes, and then the next play you go essentially do the same look and kick it out to Pat. Just how big of a weapon can that hook shot be for you? You know, we talked about trying to find other shots during that time.
It can be a really good shot, especially down the stretch if you can get to a spot and just rise up. I think I could do it, over anybody. It's something I got to keep working on it. And there's times I've helped him, there's times it hasn't. But as I said, I got to keep working on it because I think I'm going to need it. My team going to need me to make those shots.
You look at Robin Lopez tonight and him get fired up a little bit. Do you feel like that was something that was missing off his team last year, just that physicality and intensity in those
definitely,
type of situations?
Definitely. I think he's doing a great job. Definitely he's showing he's a big presence in the paint, and he's not going to back down from anybody. You know, he's going to try to block every shot. There's going to be times that he's going to get dunked on, but he was upset about it. Like he didn't run down the floor. I think his name is Culver. he said something to him, and he definitely did not back down. He didn't allow that to happen, and I like that. You know, personally, I like that. But you gotta, you know, be careful when you do it, you know, because if it's a close game, it might cost us. But I like that. You know how much he wanted, and he's not gonna back down from nobody.
Let's hear from the head coach. This segment is sponsored by Schneider. For over 80 years, they've been offering great careers with great benefits and more home time. Visit SchneiderJobs.com or call 1-800-44-PRIDE. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
All right, that's all well and good. I'm all in for standing up for yourself, not wanting to get punked, you know, not taking anything from anybody. I'm all down with all that masculine, manly stuff. But Robin Lopez, all right, get it. You got dunked on by a rookie. You're not happy about it. Don't go get a tech and go chase the kid down. Come on. Nice flex, though, by Giannis. What, I think his name's Culver? Yeah. Acting like he didn't know his name. Tremendous work. Love that. That's the kind of pettiness we like here on the Pick and Save Pros postgame show. Let's go inside the coach's corner. Mike Budenholzer after the game. I'd be a little bit disappointed with that effort against the T-Wolves.
Credit to Minnesota. They're banged up, and the way they played us tonight, you know, for us to be in a close game is a good thing. I don't know that we necessarily played well or made a lot of plays that we need to make in close games. But I give the guys credit. That stop at the end was phenomenal. The defense by George to, you know, not allow the catch by Napier, who's you know, had a great game, and just get them out of their comfort zone on that last possession. And I think that's we want to be a defensive team to sort of win a game on a defensive stop is a good sign.
What do you think of your execution offensively late in that game? I know you tried a couple different things, post up, stuff like that, but just what do you think of that?
Average, if that. You know, I think that's, you know, we can, I think, look at the film. I don't think, you know, I think as a coach, probably got to do more. We got to be better organized, better prepared. I didn't think we were great, you know, there late. The post up for Brooke, thought that was a good bucket. And, you know, sometimes we just didn't play great either. So a little bit of both.
Is it kind of tough to find the balance of going with Brooke late against a mismatch like Covington and then also still keeping Giannis and Chris and those guys involved? Is that?
Yeah. And I mean, for the most part, we've really just stuck with Chris and Giannis and, you know, and then sometimes Bled and Giannis and pick and rolls and things like that. So, but I think it's, we want to keep Brooke as an option, including late. And, you know, and maybe that was one of the better possessions we had. So, again, I think as a coach, could probably do better, and maybe part of better was going back to him again. So it is hard, though, because, you know, you want the ball in Giannis's hands, you want the ball in Chris's hands. And so, but the great thing about the team is they're very unselfish. They'll do anything to win. And, you know, so I think we can be better.
Brooke, defensively tonight, I mean, obviously the six blocks, but he seemed to have a pretty big impact. And I know he was a bit frustrated in the fourth quarter with those two foul calls. Just with the challenge in general, are you, I don't know, finding any way of when to use them, when not to use them, and the whole system in general?
No, I would say the only thing more probably saving it for late, where maybe it's a play, you know, 5 minutes or less, 4 minutes or less, and feel like maybe you can have a little bigger impact if you win a challenge there. We didn't tonight. In general, the challenge has been probably just learning when and where and how to use it and when and why they overturn things and they don't. Just doesn't feel great for anybody, I think, so far, but there's still a lot of the season left.
Is there any difference in what you guys...
That's a great way to put it, Mike Budenholzer. Nobody knows what they're doing with these reviews. It's just like in the NFL. Nobody knows what they're going to do. And then half the time when they're about to, you know what? No, we didn't see it. We're just not even going to review it. Like the pass interference that should have been called against San Francisco 49ers the other night. Don't get me into that. Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show driven by Mercedes-Benz Milwaukee North. My thanks to Sam Schmitz for being down, hustling around, getting the audio down at Fiserv Forum. Joe Zanzola out in Pasadena for joining us. Matt Velasquez, as well as Austin Delaney on the other side producing tonight. Great job, man. Appreciate all the help that we had here tonight. Appreciate you for joining us. Marcus Landry joined us as well. The jam-packed New Year's show. Bucks have a home and home, starts up Saturday night against the San Antonio Spurs. I'll be here with you on that one as well. We're live at 5, kicking it off tomorrow. Keep it right here. This is 105.7 FM, The Fam.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.